This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog said Saturday that the Russian-controlled nuclear plant in Ukraine was disconnected to its internal or external power line, but was still able to run electricity through a reserve line amid sustained shelling in the area. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said in a statement that the agency's experts who arrived there on Thursday were told by senior Ukrainian officials and staff that the fourth and last operational line was down. The three others were lost earlier during the conflict. But the IAEA experts learned that the reserve line linking the facility to a nearby thermal power plant was delivering the electricity the plant generates to the external grid. The same reserve line can also provide backup power to the plant if it's needed. Officials on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are now searching for more victims after at least 9 migrants died while attempting to a hazardous crossing of a rain-swollen Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement Saturday that it responded Thursday to a report of a large number of people crossing the Mexican border. The National Weather Service says water levels by the river jumped more than 2 feet in a single day and was flowing 5 times faster than usual. CBP says that U.S. officials recovered 6 bodies, while Mexican teams recovered 3 more. It says that U.S. crews rescued 37 migrants from the river and detained 16 more, while Mexican officials took 39 migrants into custody. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan has appealed once again on Saturday the international community for an immense humanitarian response to unprecedented flooding that has left at least 1,265 people dead. That request came even as planes carried supplies to the impoverished country across a humanitarian air bridge. Federal Planning Minister Hassan Iqbal called for an immense humanitarian response for 33 million people and affected by the monsoon rains that triggered devastating floods. International attention to Pakistan's plight has increased as the number of fatalities and homelessness has risen. According to initial government estimates, the rain and flooding have caused $10 billion in damages. 7 officers were killed on Friday in an explosives attack in rural Julia, St. Louis municipality in western Colombia, according to police in a statement. It is the largest attack on the police under Gustavo Petro's government, who was sworn in on August 7th as the first leftist president of the Andean country. Authorities have not named the alleged perpetrators of the attack. On Saturday, the Colombian president arrived on the site of the attack, where he expressed his condolences and said the deployment strategies must be improved in the area that was the cradle of the FARC, therefore a risk area that must be taken care of. Dissident factions of the now-defunct Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, did not adhere to the peace agreement signed with the state in 2016, are present in the area. 3 female soldiers have arrived in Ivory Coast nearby 2 months after they were detained in Mali, along with 46 others. The Togolese Foreign Affairs Minister, Robert Ducey, whose country has been mediating the talk, says that the 3 women have been released as a humanitarian gesture. The Ivorian soldiers were sent to Mali in July to work with the services, a private company contracted by the UN. However, the Malian government said that it considered the Ivorians to be mercenaries because they were not directly employed by the UN and charged them with undermining state security. The Togolese Foreign Affairs Minister indicated that the discussions about the remaining detainees does in fact continue. Recapping our top story, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog said Saturday that the Russian-controlled nuclear plant in Ukraine was disconnected to its external power line, but it was still able to run electricity through a reserve line amid sustained shelling in that area. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.